evening, everyone, and welcome to another WEOL Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. We do this each and every Wednesday night right here on AM 930 WEOL and, of course, on our website at WEOL.com. Great to cover the local wrestling scene with a guy who does it better than anybody else, Sean Bennett from the CT. Sean, great to have you back. And certainly this week we've got a lot to talk about, more tournament wrestling. And, of course, you had a very busy weekend last weekend covering tournament action out on the mats.
Right, yep. The final conference tournament, the Southwestern Conference tournament went last weekend. And then the day after, I traveled down to Columbus for the OHSL, the fourth annual OHSA dual team state tournament. And now we're just a few days away from starting the individual postseason.
We'll talk about it a little bit later on in the program. But for Elyria High in that state duel, all in all, how'd you think things went? Obviously, it would have been nice if they had won it, but yeah, all in all, what'd you think?
It was a duel that, reflecting back, I think they could have won and honestly should have won. There was basically two matches. A lot of people, you know, if you're not into wrestling, 43-28 was the final, and a lot of people look at that score and think that it's, you know, that was pretty handily won by St. Edward. But honestly, two matches kind of had a, and we kind of talked about them in my story, a freak accident to JT Brown, a shoulder injury, and then Micah Price kind of had a move made against him when he was in control of a match. You swing those two matches around and give 6 points to Elyria, where if they win those matches by decision and take away the 12-point St. Ed's won on those, and Elyria wins that duel 34-31 and wins the state title.
There you go. So obviously, woulda, coulda, shouldas, but they were right there. They were in contention to win the whole thing.
Yeah, they were, and it's, you know, everybody battled hard, and all those guys, you know, like I said, you just can't sometimes, that's the way wrestling is. You can't count on, you know, something like that. A freak accident happened for, you know, JT, and Micah wrestled his butt off his whole career. He's a senior, and he went undefeated in this event. He was something like 15-0 going into that match. It was in control and stuff like that, and sometimes, you know, just, you know, a weird thing happens, and that's unfortunately what happened right there.
And before we take the break, you've lined up a very special guest for us this week on the Wrestling Recap.
Right. We, in all the years I've covered wrestling, we've always had Lorain County postseason wrestling tournament. You know, Lorain traditionally has hosted and stuff like that. Last year, for the first time, we did not. And thankfully, Brookside is hosting the Division II tournament this year, bringing postseason wrestling back to Lorain County. And Brian Barrington is going to be on with us and kind of talking about that Division II sectional.
All right. Good stuff. So we'll take a quick time out on the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. When we return, we'll look back to last weekend, not only talk a little bit further about Elyria High and St. Ed's in that Division I state duel showdown, but we'll also take a look at some of the other action that happened as far as conference titles were concerned. So stay with us. It's the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Glad to be bringing it to you on AM 930 WEOL. It's on your phone if you download the WEOL mobile app. And, of course, we're online at WEOL.com. And we welcome you back to this Wednesday night edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Sean, the guy over at the CT that covers the wrestling beat, of course, each and every Friday. Sean has a wrestling column. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But glad you could join us on AM 930 WEOL for our weekly chat about wrestling. And Sean, as we always do in this segment, a quick look back to last weekend. We talked about Elyria High in that showdown with St. Ed's down at the OHSAA dual tournament. Anything else from that kind of caught your attention, either for Elyria or anything else that you saw down there?
Well, obviously, Eric Burnett talked about it afterwards, but it's, again, a matter of progress. Elyria's just biggest goal is to just keep moving forward, and in this event, that's what they've done every year. They've gone a step further. Last year, they got to the state tournament for the first time and and was eliminated in the semifinals, were eliminated in the semifinals by St. Edward. And then this year they made it into the final, had another close match. So obviously if they keep moving forward, eventually they're going to hit that goal of winning a state title. And you know, that's eventually what they want to do. So they got another step forward. They beat last year's state champion in this event, Brecksville, in the semifinals. And they just looked good. There were several wrestlers that went down there and went undefeated on the day. I mean, it was... there was a lot of positives.
You kind of stole my question there, because I was going to ask you, were there any particular wrestlers or even any match that really caught your attention, whether it was against St. Ed's in the final or Brecksville or earlier?
There were a lot of high-profile. When you get down to that level, there's going to be a lot of state-ranked kids, because that's, you know, that's how those teams make it that far. They all have a handful of state-ranked kids. So there was a lot of individual matchups where it was you know, high-level kids against high-level kids. And the two sophomores at the bottom of the lineup at 113, Brendan Fenton, and at 120, Josh Breeding, both went 3-0 on the day, looking very impressive, beating big-name guys. The very first match was against Delaware Hayes in the premier spotlight match, and that was Nico Odor. He's ranked fourth in the state, and he took on Greg Brusco from Hayes, who's ranked three in the state. And Nico pulled out a 5-3 win in sudden victory overtime, which is the first one-minute overtime. And that's a kid that he lost to a couple years ago, so he hadn't beat that kid. And anytime you can beat somebody who beats you and kind of get that that mental edge, that confidence back, it's a big thing. So Nico, even though, you know, they didn't win a state title, Nico's going into the individual state tournament with a lot of confidence.
We talk about Vo, we talk about Darmstadt, Micah Price this year for Elyria High. Sean, is there anybody that's kind of surprised you on this team that maybe has risen to a level this year that maybe you didn't anticipate?
Well, Tristan Brady was a transfer from St. Ignatius, and I think he lost all three of his matches down at the state tournament. But going into it, he had some big wins. You know, in the regional round, he had a win over Perrysburg's Josh Herhold, where Herhold was in control most of the match, and very much like we were talking about Micah Price's match against St. Edward's, where he was in control, and then, you know, something happened. Same thing. He hit a nice move with just seconds left in the match and ended up getting a pin with 1 second left on the clock against a kid that was ranked ninth in the state. And then went into the Greater Cleveland Conference last week and won a championship with a pin in under 30 seconds of a very tough Alex Dufresne from Medina. So just some impressive performances from him. And I haven't seen him, obviously, until this year.
Again, we're talking with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram, Tim Elkhorn with AM 930 WEOL. Glad you've dialed in for the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Sean, let's move on to the Southwestern Conference Tournament. Last weekend, it was held over at Avon. Avon, the host team, comes in second, Amherst third, Midview fourth. Anything from the SWC tournament that kind of jumped out at you?
No, it was kind of what we expected. You know, Brecksville left that league after 10 years of domination, came in for, stayed 10 years, won 10 titles, left for the Suburban League, and then Olmsted Falls, kind of, we knew they were stacked this year. They were kind of wishing that they had one more year with Brecksville. They wanted to kind of test themselves against Brecksville, but they went in and just dominated, won by, like, I think over 100 points on that.
Wow.
And Avon went in as a second-place team in the dual meets for the regular season, and they held that and finished second as well. They had three, and Olmsted Falls had 9 champions out of 14 weight classes, so there was not a lot of room left for anybody else. But Avon had 3 champions, so between those two teams, there was 12 of 14 championships right there.
John, what makes Olmsted Falls so dominant?
Just a good senior class. Right now they're littered with seniors who have been wrestling together. And the nice thing is, when you have good wrestlers near each other in the lineup, that means in the practice room, those guys are around the same weight. They're feeding off each other, and they're making each other better and stronger and things like that. So when you're up against world-class, and I kind of said that a couple weeks ago with Cam King from Elyria. He's in between Kevin Vo and Ben Darmstadt, two state champions. And I don't care what kind of skills he had when he started wrestling. When you get in between two guys like that, and those are your drill partners, you know, Cam King, you can see he's gotten better and better and better in between those guys. That's what the Olmsted Falls is. They've just got guys all through that lineup who are like world-class wrestlers, and they're just getting better and better.
As you look at Avon second, as I said, Amherst third, Midview fourth, do those programs have younger wrestlers that as they kind of grow through the process, they'll be able to step up and perhaps challenge?
Well, the spotlight team out of those that you mentioned as far as youth is Midview. I think they have Zach Card, I believe, is their only senior starter. And they are definitely going to be a team to watch. I would right now say they are my preseason favorite next year to win the SWC.
Really?
They've got some really good wrestlers, some high-level wrestlers, and they're going to be, you know, almost all of them are back. Whereas, you know, Avon, Amherst, and all these other teams, now Amherst still has some young guys, too. I mean, they're going to lose Todd Hastings, but their heavyweight is only a freshman, and he is really dominant. He's pinned some state-ranked heavyweights. He's really good, so that guy's going to be good, too. Matt Lee is going to be a really good special young player wrestler.
All right, you just put the pressure on Midview for next year. You realize that, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Well, hey, they need to, you know, they got to step up, I guess.
All right, let's take a quick timeout on the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. When we come back, yours truly, Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. We'll take a look at what's happening this weekend out on the mats. Division I, Division II, and Division III sectional tournaments. And we're going to have the head coach of the Brookside Cardinals, Brian Behrin, join us. So stay with us. We're coming back after this on AM 930 WEOL. On your phone if you download the WEOL mobile app. And we're online at WEOL.com. And we welcome you back. It's the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn with AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. We do this each and every Wednesday. Sean does a great job at the CT covering the local wrestling beat. And we want to give the kids their just due on the radio as well. So great big thank you to Cobos Insurance and, of course, Ohio Family Realty for bringing the show to you each and every week right here on AM 930 WEOL. As promised, Sean Bennett, we've got a head wrestling coach once again on the line. I'll let you do the introductions.
Yeah, Brian Behrin, longtime wrestling coach at Brookside. And like I said, we definitely want to talk to him because of all the years I've been covering wrestling, we missed Lorain County postseason wrestling last year when the Lorain section moved to Westlake. And thankfully, Brian and Brookside have brought it back. Division II coming to Lorain County for a sectional tournament this weekend.
Brian, great to have you on. We appreciate you stopping by and joining us here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Now, talk about having this Division II tournament over at Brookside High School. Just the opportunity to host this tournament, what it means to your program.
Well, I think to the program and the school in general, it's big. You know, it's a chance for us to show off our building, and it's a nice venue. You know, we're able to put three mats on the floor, which we never would have been able to do at the old building. And, you know, we got hospitality room things lined up, and hopefully we'll be able to be gracious hosts.
Hospitality room, that means Bennett's there, man. He'll be
right.
There, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sean, go ahead.
Coach, I'm just thinking this is coming at a perfect time for Division II, especially with spotlight on you guys' team and Fireland's team, two of the Lorain County Division II teams. Mm-hmm. Both teams kind of we infamously have talked about kind of the drought of state qualifiers for both those programs, and this year I think both Brookside and Firelands have a chance to get a wrestler or two down to Columbus this year.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, we've been kind of dueling it out here the last couple of years. We went 3-0 against Firelands last season, and unfortunately this year weren't able to overtake them in a dual meet. What I'm hoping happens at the sectional is that we better our stance that we did last year, which last year I believe we took third. Yeah, we did behind Madison Comp and Lexington, who are neither one of those teams are there this year, however, but Padua is there. So that's going to be a tough one for all of us in the field to try to get some kids out. As you know, Padua's got some really tough kids and some state-ranked kids as well.
Well, I'm feeling good, obviously, about a lot of the kids on your team as potential, you know, like I said, getting down to Columbus and getting that state qualifier. But a couple that kind of really stand out for me, one, obviously because of his record, is Greg Packard. I think he's 39-1 going into sectionals, which is kind of a jaw-dropping record for anybody in the area. That's a nice record. And then Cullen Wolford, I think he's only got three losses. Like, I can't remember what his wins is, but he's nice record. But what I remember about Cullen was he has some big wins against some state-ranked guys, some big names. Both those two guys are at the top of my list of potential state qualifiers.
Yeah, they're at the top of our list as well. Cullen's currently 27-3, and yeah, he beat at 189. He actually knocked off the Black River kid Campbell, who was ranked at the time. And there've been a couple others that aren't really jumping to my forefront right now, but Greg has also beat a couple state-ranked kids, one of them being in the Western Reserve, state-ranked Division III kid, whose name escapes me at the moment. But I agree with you. Those are my two that I'm looking to push out. And we have a third, I think, has a really good shot, Brad Hune at 113. He's finally gotten down to that weight class from 120. And he's, boasting a record of 30-7 currently going into sectionals.
Again, we're talking with Brian Barrent. He's the head wrestling coach at Brookside. Brookside hosting the Division II sectional tournament this weekend over at the brand new high school. And, Coach, you talked about showing off that facility. I've been through it. It's absolutely gorgeous. But back to focusing on what you'll see on the mats this weekend. Is there a matchup or is there a team that you're looking forward to really seeing out there?
Well, the field that will be there this weekend, this year, I should say, is, you know, comprised of, you know, I think some of the toughest ones in the area, you know, Division II, that is. Bay, it will be there, and, you know, as you know, they won their conference. Firelands is there. They won our conference. Fairview, Cloverleaf, Clearview, Buckeye, who was second in our conference. Keystone, Padua, Rocky River, Holy Name. So, you know, we've got, I think, lots of matchups to look forward to this weekend.
Boy, no doubt about it. Well, Coach, we appreciate you spending a few moments with us here on the Wednesday Wrestling Recap on WEOL. Congratulations on hosting the tournament this weekend. And as you said, as you were talking with Sean, you've got a chance to really get some kids to that state level. That's an awesome opportunity for them and a great job by you and your staff. Hats off and good luck this weekend.
Well, thank you so much, Tim.
Thank you. We appreciate you joining us. That's Brian Barrent, the head wrestling coach over at Brookside High School. And again, Brookside hosting the Division II tournament at Brookside High School this weekend. Not only that, Sean, but Division I over at Westlake and also Midview heading down to Wadsworth in Division I.
Yeah, that's how it happened last year, except that I think the tournament was at Medina last year, if I remember. No, it was at Wadsworth still. But yeah, they have split off like that. For the last few years, they sent out Amherst and Elyria to Oregon Clay several years ago, down to Mansfield. Midview's gone the last couple of years, so they've kind of broken some teams off. And that's the sectional that I will be at. Hopefully they'll have a nice hospitality room as well. But we are going to be covering...
Some things are important.
Yeah, we are going to be covering all our local wrestlers. We'll be at Brookside, and we'll be out in Independence for Division III as well.
And talk a little bit about the Division III over at Independence. Columbia, EC, Oberlin, Wellington, anything that kind of catches your attention there?
No, it should be, typical. That's where I kind of cut my teeth on the wrestling beat when Judy Ass was still our main writer. I kind of went out and covered Division III for us at Brooklyn, which was the normal site, and I kind of learned about wrestling on those mats over there. So Division III definitely has a special place in my heart, and Columbia and EC, Oberlin, Wellington, these are teams that some of those teams don't have full lineups, but each one of those teams has a couple wrestlers that are kind of standout guys and have a chance to, you know, Leary Catholic, obviously Stan Blake's already been to state twice, and they have that Steve Ferguson, that freshman at 106, whose dad was a standout wrestler at Southview, to kind of keep an eye on. And yep. Columbia, Oberlin, Wellington all are on my list. My final honor roll will be out this week with wrestlers that have pretty outstanding records, that have shots of getting the district, and then if they wrestle well, they get out of the state.
Well, does that steal my thunder on what your Friday wrestling column is going to have then?
Well, it's not really the column or / notebook format anymore. Now that we're in the postseason, what we'll do each week is we'll have the final honor roll this week. We'll continue our Wrestler of the Week awards and things like that. But going forward, we'll have each week a wrestler profile, like a feature that will preview each section along the way to state, culminating in a state package, which will have a complete breakdown of a capsule of each individual wrestler that makes it to the state tournament. It's a pretty big thing, and unfortunately, that's the week I get the least amount of time to work on it because state starts on Thursday, so I have about 3 days to put it all together. But it's that's what we're going to have as a nice wrestler preview and kind of some capsules letting everybody know all the information about our sectionals.
So that comes up in Friday CT, correct?
Yeah, it'll be Friday because all the sectionals are on Saturday this year. They're only one-day sectionals.
Very cool. All right, my friend, we'll see you again next week. Thanks for stopping by.
All right, I enjoy it and sad to see that we only got a couple left.
I told you it would fly by. Yeah. Man, no doubt. All right, thanks to Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram for stopping by and once again paying us a visit on a Wednesday wrestling recap. Huge thank you to Brian Barron, the head wrestling coach over at Brookside, and the biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. Hope you enjoyed this week's edition of the Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty, and we're glad to bring it to you each and every week right here on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone if you download that WEOL mobile app, and of course, we're online at WEOL.com.